Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Tom Fortino, the principal at the Alpha Wealth Group, alphawealthgroup.com, is on the phone. Hey, Tom, you got a couple of minutes for a few questions from us?
I do have a couple minutes always, John.
Here's a sentence I don't entirely understand. U.S. stocks are rising today, boosted by a drop in Treasury yields as Wall Street assessed the geopolitical risk of a protracted conflict from the Israel-Hamas war. So that's going to run for a while. What's that got to do with the stocks or Treasury bonds here?
Well, you know, the thing about it is, of course, with the Treasury market, and we're looking at bonds, I don't know if that's technically going to be a long-term impact. I think what you're seeing as we look at this, you know, I have to be careful. I said what's happening in the Middle East right now is not going to, I think, have a big impact, and I certainly don't want to be insensitive because it's a horrible, horrible situation.
Understood.
You know, anytime there's a pullback in the bond yields, you know, the market, of course, is going to rally a little bit here. We've seen a slight rally over this starting from the middle of last week. So this has actually been kind of happening prior to this. Probably as of Wednesday, we've seen this market continue to rally up. It kind of bottomed Tuesday, Wednesday of last week.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't think really overall this whole situation is going to have a huge impact on the market. Again, unless, and we just don't know, things, you know, start to make a turn for the worse as far as, you know, overall with other countries and the involvement and so on, Iran, and then we go down the list.
Yeah, right. I guess Thursday is the day we'll find out what the CPI is. We'll get a read on inflation.
Yeah, they're going to have the PPI on Wednesday, CPI on Thursday. You know, it sounds like it's going to kind of, the expectation is 4.1 on the core, 3.6 on the CPI overall. Not a big, again, unless there's some surprises, I don't know if we're going to see big market moves. It's kind of as they talk about the whole baked in, and then the November Fed, if they do raise rates, which they're anticipating, it's kind of all of these things, if expectations continue. Yeah, I don't think you're going to see big movements one way or another in the market. But it will be a positive, you know, for the market. If the numbers come in a little lower, if there's a bigger surprise on the downside, it's even going to be a bigger. Those things could have a big impact on the market if we see any surprises.
Okay, so say the inflation number instead of 3.7 is 3.5. That's significant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then play that out for me, Tom. Then what happens after that?
Well, it comes back to this whole, and if you think about it, this market, okay, we can go back to the whole catalyst from the artificial intelligence, which boosted a lot of this.
Yeah, right.
And then, of course, the, we know interest rates, that we see things are, you know, it's almost been, interest rates are going down for sure next year, which I'm not necessarily agreeing with that, but this will just kind of solidify that. And when that happens, the whole idea is when interest rates go down, of course, this market's going to rally. And everything's going to be great. Again, I'm not necessarily in that camp, but I think that's the attitude of why we're seeing, and it's just going to validate what's happening. And we're going to see the market rally.
Do you have any idea what spending is going to be like in the fourth quarter? Are we going to have a good Christmas for retailers? And what does that say about the markets then?
Well, you know, it does say a lot, of course. I'm not, again, that we talk a lot about it's consumer-driven. 70% of the market is driven by consumption. You know, we're seeing some things happen. I think $100 billion is supposed to come out of the economy just due to the student loans going into effect. You know, we're looking at a lot of debt here. I don't know if it's going to be, I guess I'm a little cautious on what it's going to look like going into the fourth quarter. I think it's going to be a little soft. You know, we can only go so long with these debt levels. I've talked about it before, John. You know, at some point there's a comeuppance here. You can't just keep spending, you know, with debt over $1 trillion on credit cards, not going down, okay? Personal debt, you know, the cost of autos and all these things that continue to go up. I don't know. I don't see a rosy future for the next quarter.
Tom Fortino is the founder and principal at the Alpha Wealth Group.